online at WTK.com, brought to you by the Conference Center at Eagle Crest Resort and Modern Mechanical for your heating and cooling needs. And joining us right now, great friend of the show, key addition to the Key Bank Countdown to Kickoff show. Did a great job with his Michigan retrospective pieces, just outstanding. Greg Dooley from mvictors.com. Greg, how are you?
Good morning. It's awesome to be here. You guys are right in my backyard. This is my stomping grounds. And Rich Rod, too. He lives right up the street. So
now, Greg, tell me, are you one of those guys that, you know, you were shopping even before this grand Walmart? Or is this one of those deals where, hey, you know what? This is one of those stores that you're willing to come to because, hey, it's pretty easy in here. They have everything here.
I lived here long enough where we started to know a few of the people in the traditional stores down the street. But you can't resist this place, so we come here all the time. So we love it.
I hear you. Well, Greg, certainly it's a great time of year. But there is, I think, no better sign, no bigger sign of the community we live in than when we come up and come out and talk about the need to help our neighbors, whether it's Mott Children's Hospital or the Magic of Christmas Adopt a Family Program. People, there's just such an outpouring of love and support, and it certainly, I think, is a testament to where we live.
And everything that Debbie does, and I've been to the wrapping party. I think it was a couple years ago I visited, and I don't even know what it looked like last year or it's going to look like this year at the golf course. I assume you're still having it at the golf course. Wow, what a scene, and I can just imagine all the faces when Debbie and crew deliver all these things. It's a wonderful thing, and we do forget about it. You know, the tsunami happened and Haiti happened, and it's nice to have this program to remember about our brothers and sisters right here at home in Washtenaw County.
Well said, because, you know, we often get distracted, and rightfully so. I mean, you know, people need help all over the world, but you lose sight of the fact that there are people that you see, feel, and touch every day that might need your help too. And this is a reminder of that, and it certainly is a reminder of the graciousness, the generosity of the community in which we live. So, Greg, I certainly have seen on your site in the past that this has been a major focus for you as well.
You know, and it was it Andy Evans who started it with you guys before Ira got here, or somebody got involved, and I was like, wow, what a cool thing. And then, what did you guys try to get, like five families?
Five families for the week.
For the week, yeah. Right. And look what it's turned into, which is, I think it's such a cool thing because it's involved with the radio station and with Debbie and the athletic program and the local family. So it's something that I felt close to as soon as I heard about it and wanted to promote it. And I'm glad to be here to talk about it.
734-998-1050. Again, 734-998-1050. If you can help the Magic of Christmas Adopt a Family Program, whether it's an entire family, a single gift, a monetary donation. Maybe you want to gift your time and attend the wrapping party to help wrap the gifts. Whatever you can give is enough is the key point.
Another family, a couple more examples for you. Families looking to be adopted. One family with a 13-year-old girl. She's looking for body lotions and sprays, bubble bath, boot size 9 women's, and some jewelry. A family with a 16-year-old boy. He's looking for jeans size 32-34, some socks. He wears 11 men's shoes. That's a big foot. Winter men's winter coat for men's size large, hat and gloves, and PJs large men's would be the size. So just a couple of examples of some families to be adopted. But we have, whether it's we have a family in here with a, I think it's a 5-month-old. I'm not a 5.5-month-old. 5-month-old boy. They're looking for just a stroller, car seat, travel system. That's just the one item on their list. Just that one need that the mom really needs. That one item to. So you have a 5-month-old all the way up to 16-year-old boy. You have all kinds of ages in there. All kinds of families in our area needing help during this holiday season. 734-998-1050.
All right. So folks, keep those phones ringing. We are moving closer and closer to our goal and your goal. I mean, you heard the team speech. We are certainly a team as a community. And certainly, you know, you're only as strong as your weakest link. So you got to pick up your community members at 734-998-1050. Speaking of the team, Greg, certainly Invictors, I think, is one of the key sites on the net when it comes to Michigan football. So I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you your opinion on what David Brandon's course of action should be. Based on the limited knowledge that we have, I mean, what would Greg Dooley do if it were your decision?
I would trust Dave Brandon, first of all. Mm-hmm. I think that's first and foremost. I can see him going either way, and it's none of the personal stuff. It's none of the stuff you read in the media, but I can see there is grounds to make a change. There's also grounds for patience, If I made that call, I'd probably make a change, Sam. I'd probably make a change. But I don't have all the information, and that's the first thing. I trust Dave Brandon to make the right decision. I know he's going to probably sit down with Rich Rod and say, hey, what would you change? What would you do different? And if that's convincing enough and they can agree on that, I can totally see, because you saw the promise this year, especially around Denard and the offense. The defense can only get better. The schedule lends itself to a stronger season. And I can see that. And boy, if he's around next year, in the next couple of years, and turns this things around, wouldn't that be sweet?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no question about it. We're talking to Greg Dooley this morning from Invictors.com, certainly a key contributor to the Key Bank Countdown to Kickoff. Just curious, from just your personal opinion, let's set aside what Dave Brandon is going to do or thinking about doing. What would be your reason for, or what is your reason for saying, hey, you know what, it's probably time to make a change right now?
And it's tough to point down to one thing, but it has to come down to the defense for me. I just haven't seen enough improvement. And, Sam, I know the personnel problems. I know the bad fortune with the injuries, and I know all that. I just haven't seen enough. And that's probably what it comes down to. And maybe I'm just sitting here frustrated after getting pounded by Ohio State, which is natural.
Well, you know what? I mean,
very natural.
Like you said, though, you can argue – both sides. I mean, I think each decision would be justifiable in the grand scheme of things, and only the person with all the information has enough to tip the scales in one direction versus the other, and that's the position that David Brandon is in right now, to have at his disposal more information than we do, because like you said, I mean, you can make a case for change based on some of the errors defensively, some of the missteps defensively, not just the lack of progress, but some of the missteps defensively. I mean, it was a failed hiring in the first year, and then certainly things haven't gone well this year. You can also make the case the other way around and say, hey, you know, do you cut bait entirely with the staff, or do you say, hey, what are you make some changes on the defensive staff? That's the kind of thing that I imagine that's the type of discussion that's going to have to happen, either you know, himself or with Rich Rodriguez going forward.
Well, and people are talking about maybe he's finessing it for the contract and this and that, and that has not. I don't think that has anything to do with it. Knowing Dave Brandon's background, he's a businessman. This is going to be a business decision, and let me just say, salary and little things like that aren't going to be a factor. But as a businessman, part of me wonders if Dave Brandon's going to, okay, what happened is in the past, as Rich Rod likes to say, what's best for Michigan over the next year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years right now, or do we kind of start over, depending on who that other option is? And I wonder –